Wrangell's municipal code states that an invocation or prayer be part of every general borough assembly meeting. Borough staff brought a measure to the assembly to remove that line item from all meetings moving forward. Many community members spoke in favor of keeping prayer in City Hall chambers.
You know, if people don't believe in prayer, what is the threat? And if you do believe in prayer, then only God knows what great things can happen.
Nettie Kovalt spoke out against this change, as did Rudy Bizkar, Clay Hammer, Don McConaughey, and Heidi and Mark Armstrong. McConaughey says the city implemented the invocation in the late 90s. Jim Leslie was the one voice to speak in favor of the ordinance.
Probably one of the problem with that is we don't all pray to the same entity, idea, deity, or philosophical belief. I think in respect for religions or non-religion, other than the Christian faith, it probably serves us all well to be able to pray privately.
The borough recommended this change after a state superior court judge ruled Kenai's prayer policy was unconstitutional. Some Kenai residents pushed against the prayer policy in their own unique way. Someone said a prayer ending with the salute, "Hail Satan." The borough didn't like that antic and wrote a policy saying only congregations could say their prayer. Then, another resident started his own congregation in honor of the flying spaghetti monster. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, with the help of one of those locals, sued the Kenai Borough. And the Wrangell Borough does not want to be the next. Patty Gilbert serves on the assembly.
I really appreciate it, and I feel it puts me into the proper mood for doing this job. I think there's a workaround that the city doesn't have to sanction but can condone.
She says community members could always say a prayer during public comment. The four present assembly members voted unanimously to remove the invocation. The ordinance will have one more reading before approval on November 27th. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.